Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry it was hard to catch my eye. I need a lover to trust, tell me you want my truth. Are you okay now?
Welcome to another episode of All Out with Madre Satora Becky. Before we start tonight, I would like to thank the amazing opportunity I had over the weekend to be an eyelash extension model. And it was for this last Saturday, and it was held in the city of Stanton. So I appreciate the honor that I was chosen and I was able to do that. So I am waiting for my guest. His name is Rocco Starr, and I know he is running a little bit late. He is also a gym owner and a dad, so we all have those kind of crazy days, and I totally understand.
So I wanted to find out how everyone else's day has gone, and I will let everyone know. My medical issues, I'm still kind of battling with that. And so I may have another guest host coming on next week. But never fear, you know, I'm still kind of cranking through this and hopefully get better. So Rocco Starr is actually his stage name, which I thought was kind of different and kind of cool. He's from, he works out here in LA, but he's originally from back east in the South. And what single caught my eye was called She Works. And it's on Spotify. He has it kind of all over, to be honest. And it's because he did grow up with a single mom, and, you know, that obviously with being a single parent, it does have its issues and problems. So it kind of goes over how hard she works, but also has to kind of keep him from the street. And being a single mom myself, that with my oldest son, I almost actually lost him to the legal system because I was always working and just basically never home. And he ended up in juvenile hall a couple of times and kind of got the school of hard knocks life. And as a single parent, we kind of blame ourselves for how our kids go either on the quote-unquote right track or on the kind of wrong track of where, you know, that their life could turn out. And thank goodness that my oldest kind of turned it around at 15. And when he got out, he was able to graduate school, go on, work, not go to college, unfortunately. You know, as my grandmother always used to say, not everyone's meant for college, which is okay because, you know, that I guess as long as you find a trade or something that makes you happy, that's what all that matters. So with Rocco Starr, you can find him on Spotify, which is actually pretty cool. I never heard of him until I started kind of checking him out. And he's on Instagram. He has kind of a Lenny Kravitz kind of vibe. So I thought it was different, and I liked that he his persona is more of a mixture
And it's not a wrap mixture, which is kind of different, which I liked. So he has a couple great songs out. One's called Driving and one's called She Works. And that he is, you know, I think definitely an up-and-coming, you know, music guy. He has a gym in the Valley. So he is here in California. He also has a little one. So as I said, you know, we all try to balance work and raising our babies. And he found this passion of music, which is great. So, let me see if I can get a hold of him. He's actually texting me at the moment. One second. All right. Well, it looks like, unfortunately, he had to cancel. So I'm going to go ahead and reschedule this interview. That, I guess, a family emergency came up. And so, kind of sad, because I was looking forward to talking with him. But, so anyways, guys, check out Rocco Starr. He's definitely an up-and-coming artist, and I will talk to you all later. So I want to thank all my sponsors and our network family and listeners. Make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next week, hug those babies, they grow too fast. Own the choice, and namaste, and good night.